And there's only really one thing to say to Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook, and that is, where do I begin? Because it's such a busy day, Carla, but I guess we have to start being here in Sonoma County, the home of many sanctuary-like cities.
Yes.
With the judge's ruling yesterday.
That's right, and this is a big deal. And Trump is tweeting this morning that this is a ridiculous ruling. But let's look at it, Pat and Larry. I mean, this was Judge William Orrick, U.S. District Court judge, not the Ninth Circuit, as Trump tweeted, by the
right.
way. He delivered a major blow to President Trump yesterday in blocking that executive order. That's the one that aims at withholding funds from jurisdictions that are viewed as not cooperating with immigration enforcement orders. The cities or the counties of San Francisco and Santa Clara argued kind of conservatively that, you know, there's a Tenth Amendment thing here that the federal government cannot coerce local jurisdictions to do the federal government's business. The judge agreed with them on that. And Trump is fuming today, and you can see it all over Twitter. The fact is that this is another big setback for him, the third one. Legally, twice on those travel bans, those have been stopped, and now this one. I think California officials are a lot of them in many jurisdictions, from Attorney General Javier Becerra down, are saying they're not going to let the administration, as Becerra said, compromise our values. They believe this to be unconstitutional. And they're going to fight it tooth and nail. And I think this is a very, very significant, and it's something, and yet another setback for Trump at the 100-day mark of his administration.
Man, oh man, we got 1,000 things. Like California going single-payer healthcare system. The high-speed rail is clear and free, but I guess we got to give Ann Coulter what she wants, more
yep.
publicity.
Yep.
She's going to go to UC Berkeley and speak. I mean,
with her own security team, of course.
Ann Coulter. Yes. This is another huge one. You're absolutely right. I was at the press conference this week in which those two conservative groups announced a lawsuit to get her there, or to say that she has the right to speak. And incidentally, I mean, a lot of liberals on the other side, Bernie Sanders, Bill Maher,
Willie Brown,
have all spoken up for the right of Ann Coulter to speak on campus. The issue from the university's point of view is the security. You've got these people that come in on both sides. We're looking on Twitter today. You've got some right wing, like white nationalist type groups. They're announcing they're going to be there from as far away as Alaska and so forth. Then you've got the progressive black box group, these masked folks that show up. And, the problem from Berkeley is, how much is this going to cost the taxpayers, and who might get hurt when it's all over? Ann Coulter says she's going to come no matter what and speak in Sproul Plaza, which is, you know, the main plaza at UC Berkeley.
Yep.
A lot of Democrats are saying just ignore her. But, boy, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos has now announced on Twitter he's going to come back to Berkeley.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I think he would announce the opening of an envelope.
Going after his book has been dropped, and he made those outrageous comments on pedophilia. So the fact is that Coulter, though, you know, she's a provocative author and well-known author, and this is a real interesting event that's going to happen at Berkeley, apparently, at 7 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be watching it.
Yeah,
for sure.
We will be watching too, Carla. And I think, you know, it's an interesting circumstance, again, in Berkeley, you know, the home of free speech, really,
right.
in America and across many parts of the world. And a lot of us, and I think I can count all of us in the room to say that we are big fans of free speech. And that's,
yes, Exactly. I think that's the problem. I mean, the university official said, hey, you can speak at another time or a place that's not quite so central, so we can, you know, secure you. The conservative groups have made the case that, hey, lots of other people have spoken there, and aren't given those kind of limitations. So it does come down to a free speech thing, and I think, but it also comes down to a security issue, and that's going to be the problem, is who's going to show up, and how does the city control them? And that is going to be the city and the UC police's problem. And it could be very costly, but as you
said,
Ted,
find out. Yeah.
Free speech, yeah.
That's right. And in the words of the immortal film Dirty Dancing, you can't put Ann Coulter in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just not going to go there to speak, that's for sure.
That's exactly. Yeah. It's a great quote. I think I'll use that
Please
myself.
Do. Feel free. Carla, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always.
Always good to be with you. Thanks.
All right. That's Politico California Playbook reporter Carla Marinucci.